I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She snagged a Tony nom because of course she can, but no, it was not for her cabaret with Luann. It's Watch What Happens Live with Rachel Dratch now. Live, everybody. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, joined by a woman who's known for playing a Debbie Downer, but whose comedy is always an upper. She recently made her Broadway debut in the play POTUS. You can see her Tony-nominated performance now through August 14th at the Schubert. Give it up for our pal, Rachel Dratch. Great to see you, Rachel.
Nice to see you.
And if you're into the real world, Road Rules, loving the night's bartenders won't be a challenge. From the Challenge All-Stars Wednesdays on Paramount Plus, it's Mark Long and Beth Stelarczyk. And Beth, you're a big, that's cute. And you're a big Bravo fan, right?
Oh, I'm a huge Bravo super fan.
Okay, good. I like to hear it. Our friend Ryan O'Connell was supposed to join us tonight, but unfortunately he is home with COVID. Feel better soon, Ryan. Everybody has COVID right now, apparently.
Everyone does.
You're like losing guests over the place.
I'll perform for two.
Very good. Congratulations on the Tony nomination.
Where
were you when you found out, and how excited were you?
They announced them on New York One in the morning.
YouTube.
I don't know. Yeah. I found it, and
okay.
I watched.
Yes.
Yeah.
How
and
exciting.
There I was, and then I got the shock of a lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you are absolutely killing it in the show, and what's amazing is you bring the house down you don't have a lot of dialogue, I hear. After something happens, I don't want to give it away, but you really bring the house down.
I've kind of given it away already.
Okay, then do it.
But in the first act, I play a very like buttoned up. I'm the presidential secretary, and I'm always afraid of doing things wrong, and I'm very mousy. But then I accidentally take some drugs that are lying around. And then the second act, I'm a whole different
thing. Yeah, you are. Okay,
very good. But she has a lot of level. There's a lot of levels to the, whatever, phases.
Okay, so let's talk Tony's. Brass tacks. Okay. Who are you up against?
Oh, gosh. Well, Julie White, who's in my show, too.
Love
who's
Julie
amazing.
White. Okay.
Love Julie.
Yes, love her.
Felicia Rashad.
Okay.
Icon.
Okay.
Carrie Young, Uzo Aduba,
this is a tough category.
Am I gonna forget somebody?
But I think you have this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm
There's
saying.
There's drama. Oh, I know. Oh my gosh. Oh my God, Kenita Miller. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, for colored girls who've contested. Yes. So anyway, it's like there's drama, there's heavy drama, there's comedy. Yes. It's all over everywhere. So
all right. Well, comedy
is you know what? I know this is a cliche, but it really is an honor just to be nominated. I know you've heard that a million times, but for me it was such a surprise. I'm really excited just to be in the
I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome. In honor of Rachel's Broadway show being titled POTUS or Behind Every Great Dumbass Are Seven Women Trying to Keep Him Alive, we're going to play Who's a Greater Dumbass? To see what kind of moronic things all four of us have done, I'm going to read some questions. If you guys are guilty of doing the thing, respond with, I'm a dumbass. Which I probably am for just saying that on camera because someone's going to take the clip and use it out of context. Anyway, have you ever walked out of a public bathroom with tissue on your foot?
I'm a dumbass.
Cheers. Have you ever accidentally texted the person you were talking crap about?
Dumbass.
You haven't done
it. I'm so careful about that because it's my biggest fear.
Yeah, I had a bad. I had to get them like a big candle to make up for it. But it didn't. Have you ever introduced someone by the wrong name?
I'm a dumbass.
Sure, I've done that on this show. I'm a dumbass. Right.
Yes. Have you ever driven the wrong way on the street?
No, I hope not.
Never.
No, even Mark. No. Okay. Have you ever have fallen for an internet scam?
Oh, dumbass.
Really?
Oh my God, I just got scammed 2 months ago.
Really?
It was a nightmare. It took me like weeks to like
what
change everything.
What was the scam?
It was scary. So I have the seller's account on Amazon for my eyelashes. And somebody sent me an email saying, hey, you have to update your credit card.
Oh, shit.
And it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was like,
no, not at 5 a.m.
And then I filled out everything. I got screwed.
I got scammed on the phone.
Have you? Okay. You what?
I almost got scammed on the phone.
Okay.
If anyone calls you pretending to be Con Ed, it's not really Con Ed.
Have you ever walked into a glass or a screen door?
I'm a dumbass.
Dumbass. I'm a dumbass.
Probably.
Yes. All right. Thank you for playing I'm a Dumbass. That was very, very good. We got a question. Jenna T wants to know your favorite memory of working with Betty White on the Lawrence Welk Mother's Day sketch back in 2010.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Betty White, icon, just to be in her presence was the whole thing was just like dream come true, you know, and she was so friendly and sweet and we just all idolized her. So
I was lucky enough to be in an SNL sketch with you and the great women of Saturday Night Live doing a faux women of SNL reunion show.
Of the housewives.
Of the housewives. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you guys were all kind of housewives archetypes, but you were yourselves.
Yes.
That was so, for me, it was such an incredible moment. Was there anyone in that group that you were kind of excited about being with? Because it was all women that you hadn't you hadn't been with before. Sherry O'Terry, Anna, Kristen Wiig. I guess you had kind of acted with all. Yeah, you all overlapped.
That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, we first saw Beth on The Real World LA in 1993 and Mark on Road Rules in 1995. They've both been part of the Challenge universe on MTV ever since. So it's time for a speed round of questions all about your experiences. Mark, since you personally reached out to former castmates to see who would be up for an OG version of the challenge, who do you consider to be the biggest get and who has refused to come back?
Oh, I think currently the biggest get is probably Wes.
Okay.
He was such a polarizing character. He's back on season 3. And I want Eric Neese to come back.
Yes.
The first Real World. You guys love Eric Neese. The jump rope.
Yes. So why won't he come back?
I just think at the time, we almost had him this season, but he lost his passport.
Oh,
and you know how that goes.
Eric Neese.
That's such an Eric Neese.
He's doing like guided mushroom
tours
and ayahuasca right now.
Yeah.
So
he's super into that.
Beth, what's your response to being accused of caring more about stirring the pot than actually competing?
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, that's complicated, Andy. Look, I mean, you know, I get targeted. And
yeah.
I can only take so much, so.
There you go. Who's the sneakiest competitor in challenge history, would you guys say? Beth.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Sneakiest? Wow, Sneaky's. I would say if you would ask the crowd, it would probably be Wes again, but he's more strategic, I think, than Sneaky.
I think it's Wes because he plays a good game and he's sneaky and he in the end he wins.
Mark, is Beth Wes. Really a villain or just misunderstood?
I think a little bit of both. I personally love Beth, but I think she comes off sometimes the wrong foot when she comes into the house, and some girls don't recognize that and they feel like she is a villain rather than just playing the game.
What did you think of Ashley and Johnny Bananas taking the prize money for themselves and not sharing it with their partners on their season?
Loved it.
You loved it.
Loved it.
Shady.
You thought it was shady.
I thought it was shady.
You play to win the game.
There you
shady.
Go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, both of you. To Rachel's Tony-nominated performance in Broadway's POTUS now through August 14th at the Schubert. Over at the bar, it's Mark and Beth from the Challenge. Are you guys, either of you, in touch with The Miz?
Of course.
Yes.
I just saw Miz at WrestleMania.
Of course you did.
With Logan Paul, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now it's getting interesting. Ooh. Let's take questions for our virtual fans. Marcus from New York, what's your question for Rachel Dratch? Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Andy. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Guys, love you, by the way. I want to know your reaction to finding out that Aidy Bryant and Kate McKinney were finally leaving SNL, and what advice would you give them as they move on from the show?
Well, first of all, I don't think they need my advice because they are just already like on their own amazing trajectories. I mean,
right.
Aidy had her show,
yeah.
Shrill, and Kate's. So I think they're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, everyone has to leave sometime. And, you know, when you're
on
the show.
How many years were you on?
I was on 7.
Okay.
And like when you're there, you know, someone's just like when I was there, like it was Sherry O'Terry's last year and Tim
right.
Meadows. And then, but then you're there. And then like at the end, like Andy Samberg was there and
right.
Bill Hader. So it's always a revolving door. So
yes.
You're used to someone leaving. But they're amazing and amazingly talented. Yeah.
But I mean, who's left?
Well, a lot of people.
Okay. Here's Trisha and Nathan from Oregon with another question from Rachel. Sorry, I mean, I'm wondering. Okay.
Sorry, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes?
Hi, Andy. You look really handsome tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Rachel, since your character in POTUS spends most of the second act on drugs, were you inspired by any drug trips of your own?
Oh, Rachel is a notorious addict.
Notorious. you know, I haven't done a lot of drugs, I'm going to be honest.
Good.
So I just went off my imagination, basically.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Thank
Mainly,
you, virtual
yeah.
audience.
Sorry, that's not nature,
Rachel, that's... Scott S. said he loved your tribute to Bruce Willis that you posted on Twitter. What's your favorite memory?
Okay, so I posted it because... when I heard about Bruce Willis's condition, when I was in Second City Touring Company, which you'd go all around the country, and so we were in Haley, Idaho, and I was just starting. I must have been like 26, 27. And little did we know, Bruce Willis was in the audience at this like little rinky-dink theater we were performing.
Wow.
So like back then, like I'd never met a celebrity. So we find out he's there. We were so excited. He came backstage afterwards. It was so nice. And we were all just like, oh, yeah, that's Bruce Willis. You know? And he was so sweet to all of us and so encouraging. So that was my tweet was like, you know,
that's
I had that
nice.
Fond memory of him.
Was anyone in your touring group at that point that we would know of?
Ooh,
like, did you come up with anyone in Second
well,
City?
Well, not that particular group, but I mean, there's like, well, Susie Nakamura, who's in the play with me now,
yes.
was at Second City with me too.
Oh, great.
And like Amy Poehler was my understudy for Touring Company.
Oh, that's
so that's
funny.
Kind of a fun little fact.
Chrissy H. said, I love the Sully and Denise sketches from SNL. How was Jimmy Fallon's breath? That's a good question.
Always excellent.
Always excellent. MSJ Shep 5 wants to know, which SNL actor was your favorite to do a sketch with?
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is like choosing your babies.
Right.
I don't know. Will Ferrell comes to mind because he's just such a joy and so funny. And when we did those hot tub sketches,
he would always
like be making these little sounds under his breath. Like, so that's sometimes I'd start laughing because believe it or not, I'd start laughing. But no, sometimes like we'd be in the hot tub and he'd be going like, so he's just, and he was always full of surprises. Like you can't really improvise on the show because you have to stick to the cards, but he would just throw in little
bits.
Little bits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who came up with that sketch?
Well, Will and I wrote those together. It was very loosely based on a professor from college, but she wasn't really like that, but she did use the word lover one time. So picked that up and made a whole sketch out of it.
Very good. Yeah. I love it. That was one of my favorites. Do you have a favorite of your characters?
Ooh, well, that definitely was super fun, those lovers, because they just like grossed me out so much. And then, I mean, Debbie Downer is the thing that's gotten me the most, recognition, like on the street and stuff. So probably that too. Yeah.
All right. Well, tonight I'm going to travel back in time and revisit some classic moments from The Real Housewives in a game called Who's In Between That Bravo Scene. For the first time, I think, ever, I'm going to be wearing these Ramona eyes. I will be unaware of my surroundings as I am dropped into various iconic Housewives scenes at the green screen. It's up to Rachel to describe what she sees and give me clues without naming names. If I can guess 7 scenes in 60 seconds, okay, we win. Okay, this is going to be exciting. No, you stay there and you look right there at the monitor and go.
There's a leg on the ground.
Okay, it's Aviva's leg throw at the start.
There's ladies in 80s costumes screaming at each other.
Okay, it's Vicky and Gretchen at the Bunko
Bar. Oh, this is a classic. It's the eyes, it's the walking down the aisle.
Oh, Ramona Runway Walk.
Yes! Okay, someone is, I think it's Beverly. Oh, I can't really see this right now. Oh, someone's handing someone an odd statue. Or no, what is this? It's some sort of gift. No, it's a gift.
Oh, is it the bunny?
Oh, wait, it's at the reunion. Yes! Yes! Oh, sorry, good. Oh my God, there's a mime. There's a creepy mime. Who's
creepy
coming up to an outdoor table.
Potomac, Karen, and Giselle.
Yes! Wow, he's
okay,
creepy.
That's fine.
Okay, there's someone's washing a chicken.
Oh, it's Lisa Vanderpump and Adrian Maloof. One more.
Screaming at wine throwing, glass breaking.
Is it Rinna and Kim Richards?
Yes!
Did I get it? I got
it. I'm going to say yes.
Okay, almost. We're out of time.
That was good.
Are you watching Housewives of Dubai, Beth?
I just started watching it.
I mean, it just started.
Yeah.
Yes.
My brother is.
So I love the two Carolines, but she was also in another show.
She was on Ladies of London.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to be talking to you about shows that should come back in a minute, actually. Rachel, Dave S. wants to know your favorite weekend update pair of all time.
Oh, that's too hard. I mean, of course, Amy and Tina.
Right.
Love well, Seth.
Go. Yes, Jimmy.
Love Tina and Jimmy. Yeah. I mean, you know, basically everyone that was there.
When you're on stage and you see people in the audience of POTUS that you know or celebrities, does it ever mess you up or?
Well, first of all, you can't see anybody. So
you can't.
No, because it's the way the lights are. But if I knew someone was out there, no, that wouldn't mess me up because I'm a seasoned showbiz.
Yes, you are.
I mean, yeah.
Do you prefer to know if someone is in the audience? Like if Hillary Clinton came to see the show?
I mean, I'd be very excited, but it wouldn't change my performance because I'm a professional.
Yes.
But it's exciting. It's exciting to find out someone, you know, that you've admired is out there. But I would still bring it.
Do you ever break in POTUS?
So far, no, because I don't want to break on Broadway.
No, you do
on
not.
On Broadway.
On
no.
Broadway.
But no, I haven't broken yet.
Well, I dreamt that I was in Plaza Suite last night.
You did?
Yes, and I was and I had an entrance from the back of the theater, and I was waiting, and I couldn't remember my opening line.
That's classic actor nightmare.
Is that,
have you had those? Because
no?
I don't know about you guys, but I don't know about the rest of the world. No, but I mean, that's a classic thing.
Yes.
Like you're in a play, and you've never seen the script, and it's so scary.
I was terrified, and I got yelled at by the director, John Hickey, who's my friend.
Yes, okay.
But he was yelling at me backstage, and he was like, "You can't do this to me." It was this whole
this
thing,
is
and
a
I go,
dream.
And I said to him, "But did you hear my entrance applause?" And he said, "That doesn't matter."
Oh, this is like Freud. I want to like dissect this off camera.
So I emailed he and Sarah and Matthew. I go, "I'm in your play now, just so you know. So I'll see you tonight." They're like, "We're off tonight." Since Beth is a Bravo super fan, she's going
to
pitch which 3 Bravo shows she thinks deserve a comeback in a round of Bring Back That Show! Okay, Beth, give us your first selection.
Okay, so the very first one is my girl Rachel Zoe, because she's a fashion icon and an amazing person. So you got to bring her back.
Okay. Bananas.
Yes. The second one, I would say, is flipping out. Because when you think of Bravo, besides Andy Cohen, I really think of Jeff Lewis.
I love Jeff
Lewis. I love Jeff. And
he's very good. He has a great Radio Andy show Monday through Friday at noon, just so everyone knows.
Sure does. Yes. Good to know.
And then I got to say Blowout, because I'm a sucker for a beauty show. And back in the day, I thought Jonathan Anderson was hot.
Yes, he was. He really hasn't aged either. Yeah.
I think it'd be
much
a great
like
show.
Mark.
Much like Mark.
Yes. I'm 72 years old.
Thank you very much for your selection. Take those into consideration. By the way, no, but you just had a birthday and you turned
50-ish.
Mazel to you. I want to thank Rachel Dratch, Mark, and Beth for being here. Go see POTUS on Broadway. Tomorrow night, Kylie Minogue and Emmy Rossum at 10 after the Miami Housewives. We're going to Twitter Live right now. Stay here. We're going to do a quick after show.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rachel Dratch is Tony nominated for Schubert. The play has 3 Tony nominations. And Mark and Beth are from the Challenge All Stars. Plus, go back to our virtual audience. Renee from Virginia, what's your question for Rachel Dratch?
Hi. Rachel, I missed the straw and the full wine bottle, by the way.
I know. That's a classic. We haven't done that in a while.
I know. Does Ramona still make
my question for you is probably what is your favorite memory from your first night on SNL, especially since it was their 25th anniversary?
Oh
my gosh. Okay. So my very first night, I wasn't in the show, but it was like, I'd been hired. It was the 25th anniversary show. So I got to go there and like, I just thought I was sitting in the audience and then like, you're needed in hair and makeup. So like, you know, you come in off the streets. No, you come in off, and then I'm like, it was like the Wizard of Oz scene where they're like, do, 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 do. And then there's like a dress that cartoon birds put on me. And then anyway, but then, yeah, then I'm there and every, you know, host and musical guest of the past 20 is all there. So you're seeing like, I mean, I was in the makeup chair and like Elvis Costello and Lily Tomlin and Dan Aykroyd are all just like sitting, getting there. And I was just like, what's happening? You know, it was so cool. So that was an amazing memory.
That was your first
very
show.
First. Yeah, I wasn't in. It was just like the anniversary thing.
Who else was hired right when you were?
That year it was just me. But right before, the year before me was Jimmy Fallon, Chris Parnell, and Horatio, I believe. So that year I was the only newbie. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Here's Emily from Mississippi with another question for Rachel.
Hi.
In
honor of POTUS, which Real Housewife do you think has what it takes to be a first lady?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
That is a toughie.
Because, like, you want someone that has it. Who do you think?
I think maybe.
I mean.
I'm thinking about Cynthia Bailey. I'm thinking about Kyle Richards.
Those are really good guesses.
Thank you.
I mean, not guesses, answers.
Answers. Thank you.
Yes, I like those answers.
Yes, there's an infinite amount of answers. Some of them right, some of them wrong.
Yes, yes.
I want to thank our virtual fans. I want to thank Rachel. I want to thank Mark and Beth. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.